If he comes back again at a lower price, it is absolutely no. I am not even going to budge it anyway. All right, now.
He's going to be he's going to be happy that you guys agreed to this. So.
Okay, so I'm ready now, Mayor.
Okay, welcome back. Next item is consideration of a motion related to the sale of city-owned property located at 740 David Way.
I'll make a motion. I move that the City Council authorize city staff to prepare final documents needed for City Council approval in order to effectuate the sale of city property at 740 David Way.
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Let's do roll call, Tammy.
Aye.
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 Thank you. That passes, that motion. Next item is approval of the City Council minutes of May 7th.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of May 7th, 2024 meeting as written.
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That passes. Action items, any updates there or questions?
I have one. With regard to future item number 3. That one, I'm trying to find it, I'm sorry. That one has three components, Utah Trail Network, Davis-Ellet Connector, and Highway 89. I would propose that we have two items separate so that we're tracking them. One is a Utah Transit Authority update, and I'll explain briefly, and the other is Highway 89 agreement with UDOT. I do not think that we should wait until the end of the general plan to move forward on the Highway 89 agreement with UDOT. We have a plan. We have a town center master plan. I think that the Davis-Ellet connector, they're not going to pursue fixed guideway. I'm not sure why we should wait. And I would suggest that let's put that in the near-term queue, like 3 months, if we can. So that's an action item that I'd suggest. And then the other one, Utah Transit Authority, so as I understand it, they're going to focus on the design of the stations. I don't know if staff's heard anything about that.
We have, yeah.
But we'd love to get some information.
Yes, Sherry's working on a memo, and
we're
reviewing that right now, and then we'll send it out to the council via email in the next day or two.
Okay, sweet. So. And then there's in the UTA long-range transit plan, they do have a Redwood Road bus, and they have a bus on Redwood Road. They have
proposed.
A bus.
Proposed.
What?
Proposed. It's not running.
In the plan, thank you. In the plan, they've got a bus on Redwood Road, and they have a replacement bus in our city in Orchard Drive. It's not the Fast 455. It's my nickname for it. It's something different. And it would be, I think that these kinds of things have a way of not happening unless we say we're so excited. You know what I mean? Like we push them a little bit. I didn't need to do that, but you know what I'm saying? So we could twofer of, if we need to talk to them about the design of the stations and then talk to them about the bus, we could combo that. So two items, Highway 89, Utah Transit Authority. So that would be my suggestion for splitting that huge action item into two components.
Great, we'll do that.
Anything else on action items? Okay, let's go to council reports. Tammy, can we start with you?
I just have a couple things, and they might be on here, but I can't get mine to stay. So, sorry. Just a couple things. Just put on your calendars, if you will, June 27th, the citywide meeting, that we should probably be there to have our voices heard at 6 o'clock. And then just that citywide meeting, you know, that we...
General plan.
General plan, yeah. Yes. Thank you. But everybody. And then the July parade that we're all going to be in. You have that on your calendars, right? On the 20th. Okay, just making sure you have that on your calendars, that we're going to walk and have really a lot of fun. I just want to make sure you have that on your calendars.
Maserati.
The mayor will be in the, he'll be in the car, and then we're walking, I think. I just wanted to make sure that you guys have that all on your calendars. Ted, you're writing that in your phone right now? Okay, just making sure. Okay. Because you all agreed to that. I'm sure I could go back to the notes and see that that was on there.
I love that you're reminding sincerely. So thank you.
Okay. July 20th, 9 o'clock, Bountiful Parade. Okay. That's all I have, Mayor. Because I don't want to walk alone.
I just went to, I have a relationship with the Garf family. So last year I just said, hey, I need a convertible. And they, so yeah, they got me a Maserati. And so, yeah, I got lots of comments about.
And now they want it back?
Yeah. I had it for like 4 days. That was pretty awesome. Yeah.
Additional dates to add to your calendars. The first two Unity in the Community events are coming up, and the first is before we meet again in City Council. It is Monday, June 3rd, and that is the Pride event at Legacy Park from 5 to 8. And as a reminder, these events are meant to be small community events. We are not targeting them to be regional events, so we kind of keep them small intentionally with the goal of individuals who already live in our community can meet together rather than drawing people from outside the community to come. That's the intention. The second is June 10th, and that is our Juneteenth event. This is our third year doing that. And then, Mayor, I have a question for you. Good Things Utah would like to spark that. If you would like to come, you don't have to come if you don't want to. but that would be on June 10th, so we can talk about that if you want to do that. Okay, so that's the events. Next, we had the golf field trip this last week with the fifth graders. It was wonderful. I really love that. This is our third year, I think, doing the golf field trips. And the team at the golf course has really fine-tuned what they do up there. And Tyler himself did the tour around the clubhouse and really drilled in, like, this is how you use your pass. This is how you use your pass. This is how you use your pass. Because they haven't had a lot of kids come back and use their pass after they get them. They said they've had about 10. So they really want the kids to come back. Something that Tyler and I talked about that I think maybe the golf committee will talk about is utilizing golf passes as a way to support our schools through the teachers. And so what that would look like is the golf course would donate to the schools or the PTAs golf passes to be given to teachers as like a teacher appreciation gift, like thanks for working in our city and getting through the whole school year. So that's something to maybe talk about and discuss if that is a good idea. Another idea for consideration moving forward for the golf field trip. So we've fine-tuned the golf field trip with the idea that all of the elementary schools will go on the same day. That helped streamline the logistics of that for the golf course, so they weren't planning multiple days. There has been a shift in funding for field trips for the schools in South Davis County where they are no longer able, like previously there was better funding for field trips. Now this field trip doesn't cost money, but the schools have to rent the bus. The bus is $100 to $200. This year, one school said we can't do it because we can't afford the bus. And then they got a private donor who donated and then that worked out. one of my questions then is, might that be something that the city decides to do as we do this golf field trip? And guess what? We're also going to rent a bus. And one thing we could do with the, because they're all consolidated on one day, is we could just rent the bus for the day. And so we could go to school one, pick up the kids, bring them, drop them off, go to school two, pick them up. So we just rent one bus all day. So that's maybe something to consider for next year as we go into budgets for next year.
And can then, I just comment that their working budget, Davis County DSD, last year was $1 billion.
Oof.
Just take it for what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some.
So can I just ask a clarifying question? Yes. Do they use district buses for these?
Yes, and they have to do that. So even if we provide buses, we would have to either, well, I guess we could contract
I guess my question is, do they have to rent a bus or are they?
The school?
Yeah.
Yes. So and the school pays for it individually.
But it's a Davis County.
Yes.
Or a Yellow Davis bus. School district bus.
Yellow bus, yes. Yes, good question.
Okay.
All right. And then the last topic for me was, I would love just a quick update about how the planning meetings have gone for the general plan. I was only able to attend one of those. It was kind of small. I think that most of the meetings so far has been small, but I would love just a quick update of how that's going.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll let Sherry update you. I could, but Sherry, you should.
Do you want the update now, or do you want me to prepare it for your next meeting?
That's fine as well. I just meant like a high level, like, oh, yeah, we've had, you know, 30 people or something like that, but...
Yeah, the most well-attended one was the one at Orchard Elementary. Okay. We thought the most attended one would be Foxborough, but
it Midtown represents.
I will tell you why that was not. That particular night was several Foxborough school events, and so that's why I wasn't there. And it was at the high school and the junior high. Both had events that night. That if you have kids, then that night wouldn't work.
That's Midtown's number one.
But we will continue to push out our social media and to get people to the social pinpoint. We plan to have a booth at both the Juneteenth and the Pride event so that we can be there pushing and asking people to scan the QR code and take the quiz and leave us some comments on the map and talk to them, engage with the people in
That's
the
That's a great idea. When does events. That portion of data collecting from the community end?
They'll keep collecting through the June 27th meeting when we do the workshop meeting that'll be here, and we'll keep pushing that and try to get all those people that came to those meetings and more to come to the next meeting.
And sorry, dumb question, but so is there a regular online survey that the link can be distributed?
Yes.
Okay. Can... Is it just on the
it's
page?
It's on the website, okay. imaginensl.org.
And I've been sending out that nsl.org with the meetings listed just to tons of friends and neighbors, just saying, pick one of these meetings, but try to come because this is where your voice can be heard. So,
and could we utilize our citizen committees to get that feedback, like a specific email to the Health and Wellness Committee that said, hey,
done.
You
we already
we did that.
Oh, I didn't get it.
You got it as a council.
Oh, okay. I did get it then. That's a great idea.
We also utilized HOA managers to send it out to neighborhoods. We utilized the apartment managers and asked them to send it out to their tenants. We went through the schools and we did ask the principals to send it. I don't know if they sent it.
Mine didn't.
We're trying to reach every single avenue we can to get as many people interested.
And I wonder, as we get closer to that June 27th date, if we don't feel like we've gotten the participation that we're wanting, if it would be worthwhile to extend that even a week and go to the June 29th Liberty Fest, because that's a lot of people. If we had a booth at that event, that might bring in more. But maybe we'll get enough feedback by then. Thank you. That's all.
I was just reading your text, but I'm not sure I understand what you're asking.
At the end of the packet, there's an item. Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. No, this is just a report back to you from the Planning Commission. This is the Planning Commission update which is always at the end of the packet. Well, it's new the last
I love it.
It came as an action item several months ago, yeah. So I've been putting them out after the Planning Commission meetings at your next meeting, just to let you know
sorry
what the Planning Commission's
sorry, I missed that
handling.
I really haven't anything to report, just great to be serving. Thank you.
I brought some of these, and I just gave one to each of you. And I have a pile up here if anyone's interested. Just an organization that I work with is Why I Love America. And basically, this is just a great list of speakers that have all offered to come to any event at no charge and speak. And there's Ted Stewart, a United States District Court judge, the former governor, Gary Herbert, down to Nathan Osmond. We all know the Osmonds. So any of this list, and their bios are in here, will come and speak. So family reunion or, you know, friend event if you want to get patriotic. But I just thought that was really neat that all of these people are willing to speak. And the reason is because they just feel like it's important that we build patriotism. It's kind of being lost. And so they're willing to donate their time to come and speak to anything that you want. So it's just a list of speakers you can contact and say you found out through this organization. Peter, our Parks and Arts Committee had a meeting yesterday that unfortunately I could not attend. So Peter just sent a quick little summary for me to share with the council. He said on Saturday, June 1st, is our Trails Day. It starts at 8 a.m. You can bring rakes, shovels, and help clean up the Wild Rose Trail. So we'll be doing garbage cleanup, cleaning branches, some leveling of the trail, erosion mitigation, and repairing trail damage. So this will be our first big push. Ted might be talking about this a little bit further, I'm not sure, tonight, but in general, we'll be talking about it. We're doing a big push on just upping the trail game in North Salt Lake and also working, collabing with several cities to join our trails. But this is our big kickoff, so you can also add to the calendaring June 1st, this next, not this Saturday, but next, at 8 a.m. And then finally, not to beat a dead horse and not to derail the meeting, Karen, not derailing. But you may or may not have seen, if you're kind of nerdy like I am, I read lots and lots of news, but it did splash across everywhere this week because JAMA just came out with a big report finding correlation to fluoridating water and the dangers to pregnant women drinking fluoridated water, that it was causing neurodevelopment problems in fetuses, as well as a decrease in IQ from children drinking that water ages 0 to 3. So I know that that went on over like a lead balloon last time, but I would just remark that we might want to think about liability. I think the one report that everyone goes off of made back in the 60s only talked about a possible decrease in cavities and failed to mention the multitude of problems in putting a toxin in our water on purpose. City may, there are things in the works, and I just think we might want to look at our testing of arsenic and lead and our potential of having sediment as we turn on wells, because fluoride will settle. We just might want to look at our liability there.
Okay. Ted?
Two quick things. One, on Thursday, Wasatch Front Regional Council is going to meet with a cross-section of North Salt Lake stakeholders, Suzette and myself from the council, hopefully a couple of planning commissioners. some staff. And the topic is WFRC. Yes, I work for WFRC, but I'll be attending as a city council member. But the topic is WFRC is putting together a plan for a family-friendly bike network, regional. Not a fine-grained network, but just think of this as the interstate of bicycling, but with a utility purpose. It's not a recreation purpose, it's to get you there. And so the idea of the meeting on Thursday is to circle back with feedback received from communities a year ago or 9 months ago, and to talk about how that might fit in with North Salt Lake as it goes into adjacent communities. So Suzette and I will circle back, or staff will circle back, just with a brief update on that. I just wanted you to be aware of that. That's one. Two, we all get a lot of questions on the 2600 South, 1100 North bridge challenges. I think it would be helpful to have a set of talking points about here are the challenges that we've got. You know, a lot of people will say, why don't we have a bridge? And I always find that I almost get it right when I communicate it. And I think it's one of these things that it's tricky enough. It would be nice if we had a little bit of a shared set of talking points. I don't know if that resonates, but I think it would be useful.
Thank you. Good suggestion. Todd, do you have anything for us?
No, Mayor.
Thanks. I've got some things, so I'll just try to go quickly. Had some complaints about Jake Brakes on Eagle Ridge. Do we have that signed or any kind of...
I will have to check on that.
Compression brake, you know, in the trucks.
I don't know that we do have it signed, but... sorry, Craig had to leave for another
time. Yeah, and I don't know how, it's kind of hard to, my response back was, well, it's really hard to, you know, sit there and catch somebody. And he goes, oh, I can get you license plate numbers if you need me to, as they rattle me out of bed. You know, but I went to the 50-year meeting for the trust. Had an excellent speaker, a retired CIA guy, that, you know, the old joke, you know, I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. He actually was able to, he and his wife, in fact, if you've read Tom Clancy at all, I think he and his wife are the couple that Tom Clancy, because they were in Russia at one point, and one of his books just nailed it. But anyway, George Herbert Walker Bush set up a school at Texas A&M to train future CIA people. And so he and his wife teach it. And so because of that, they had to disclose that they were in the CIA. And that's the first, all their family found out about it and stuff. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it was fascinating. But the one thing I was going to say is that the trust has 99.9%, so that must mean one member retention, and they just do a great job, and we're lucky to have them here in our city, and we're lucky to have them representing a lot of cities. And I think part of their success, as I looked over their members, is they don't insure Salt Lake, Ogden, Orem, Provo, West Jordan, South, you know, the big cities that have those big problems too. Not that they wouldn't do that, but I think a lot of those cities self-insure or do their own thing. I wanted to shout out, if I said Davis Fund, does that mean anything to the council? I wasn't aware of it until a couple of years ago. But there's actually a money set aside that they loan to start up businesses that have a hard time, you know, coming up with not wanting to put my home on the market, you know, as a collateral.
I thought you said Davis Fund.
Fund. F-U-N-D.
Okay.
Fund. Anyway, a year, a year and a half ago, I highlighted here Oxyon Energy. They're the company that they're out in our industrial park. And if you read the book The Martian or saw Matt Damon try to, you know how he was making like water out of rocket fuel and things like that. They literally do those kind of things for NASA, where they, like on a Mars mission, they can create water and oxygen and stuff for things. Anyway, they've gone from, in just a little over a year, a $35 million company to $350 million. And so they were highlighted as this David's Fund success story. And they're just knocking it out of the park right here in our city. So, South Davis Sewer, we're kind of looking at exploring the idea of doing charging residents based on water usage rather than a flat fee, on the idea that, you know, in winter month you would use so much water that would equate to how much sewer usage you'd also use. Trying to overcome some obstacles, and I would encourage North Salt Lake to be helpful there. If it's, I think they probably approached you already.
Well, they have.
Yeah. One thing that was kind of interesting that came out of their study, so we have this sense that apartments use a lot less water than homes. But because they're looking at winter usage, it's really not much better. But surprisingly, mobile homes use a lot less. So for some reason, apartments use almost as much as a home, but mobile homes don't.
I'm not sure I buy that at all based on the data I've seen. I mean, when you factor in the landscaping.
Yeah, well, you take the landscape out because this is winter usage.
Winter usage is not our problem. It's summer usage that's our problem.
Yeah, my point is my point is that single-family homes only use like 5% more water than apartments. It wasn't a big difference, so that surprised me.
In the winter, but not in the summer where it matters.
Not in the summer, of course. Okay. Not in the summer, yeah.
But that does go back to the whole question on the sliding scale versus flat rate on high-density housing a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it surprised me, but I'm going to skip that. Next Monday is Memorial Day. They have a great event at Bountiful City where they honor veterans. Randy Adams will represent North Salt Lake and the U.S. Navy in the flag-raising ceremony. We'll also If his health is good that day, I'm going to take Robert Oakes over to honor him. He is besides being an emeritus general authority, in his previous life he was a four-star general and commander of NATO forces in Europe. And so he's a resident of our city, and I don't know that he'll be with us for too many more years. So. I thought we should honor him rather than honor him after he dies. Let's honor him before he dies.
What time is that Memorial Day thing?
I think it's 11. Anyway, it's a great event. Great event. Just a little note. I drove on the West Davis corridor for the first time last week. Had a meeting at Clearfield Hall, City Hall. No, it was. That's the way Google Maps took me. Anyway, I'm driving back, and it's about
It's easy to do.
It's about 7 o'clock at night, so the sun was in the west, and I looked up at North Salt Lake, city framed against the hillside, and the mountain came down, and behind the mountain was a perfect view of the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains. And I thought, okay, we need a picture of that, like on our website or something. It was really spectacular.
Did you stop your car?
No, I thought about it after the fact. But yeah, anyway. So Ken, send some staff out there tomorrow night or something.
Take Sounds a like you and your wife need to take a drive.
Yeah, okay. The last thing, and this is just something kind of a point of interest. Probably about 20 years ago, maybe a little longer, I first heard of this, but it's back in the news. Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning, got together with Stephen Covey years ago, and they were talking about how, you know, we have the Statue of Liberty in New York City, and they proposed the Statue of Responsibility in California, so that both coasts would have this. Sure, there's liberty, but there's also responsibility that comes with the liberty, and his project, and that project has gone up and down over the years. The Utah legislature unanimously approved support of it, not necessarily financially, but just the idea. And anyway, California has said, we don't want it. And Utah said, we'll take it. And this is a statue project that's as tall as the Statue of Liberty. And it'll be surrounded by gardens and stuff. What's that? But that's that we could be second choice. Anyway, I thought that was just an interesting sidelight. I was wondering what had happened to that, and I think it's coming to Utah, and I think it'll be a great thing for our state, and we can be responsible along with our liberty. That's all I have. Ken?
I'll be quick. Wanted to let you know that the golf committee, and this has taken almost a year to do, so I'm looking at Lisa and apologizing at the same time. We are sending a letter to surrounding property owners. You will probably get calls. It's a friendly letter. I'll send it to you tonight. I'll email it to you. But it's going out to about 800 folks who live on the golf course. We have 800 people who won't vote for you after this, Mayor. No, I'm just kidding. We've had such a vandalism, trespassing problem at the course. It's a friendly reminder. And this year, we've made some arrests of teenagers up there throwing rocks at cars and damaging the course, riding scooters and motorized vehicles on the greens, and really tearing the place up. So we have a new piece of technology in the police department, which can catch people at night doing those things. So we've done that. So it's really a kind of a problem, but we're trying to get ahead of it. I think that you'll see in the newsletter coming out, there's an article, a different type of article on the same sorts of issues, encouraging parents to talk to youth about what they're doing at night during the summer, and keeping it within the law, not trespassing on the golf course. Okay, the second thing is real short, but I wanted to let you know. I made a decision because it was getting really inconvenient to keep the day that City Hall was closed in celebration for Juneteenth on a Wednesday. And so we moved it to Monday. All of our other agencies, public agencies, are celebrating Juneteenth on Monday, including the state of Utah. And we looked at the federal definition for that holiday. And they said if the 19th occurs anytime during the week up until Friday, we celebrate it on the federal holiday, moves to the previous Monday. If it's on Saturday, Sunday, it moves to the following Monday. So I hope you're okay with that. I just felt like it's confusing to the public for us to be closed on a Wednesday. It doesn't make a lot of sense. So I moved it to Monday. So if you have objections, it might not be too late to change it back. So but there's, it's the 17th. Okay.
I didn't totally follow you.
Okay.
But no. But no, you don't need to re-explain.
Okay.
Well, I'm just wondering, is there not a way that we can just say, hey, whatever the state's doing, we'll do that?
We have said that.
Okay.
And somehow, when we put our calendar together, we missed that, and we just put it on the 19th, because that's what it is. So we don't have to make any changes. Our personnel manual says we'll follow the state holiday schedule, so that's what we'll do. I just wanted to let you know, because it's been on our published calendars, and I didn't want you to be. I may not have needed to let you know, but I wanted to. So that's all.
Anything else?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. We're adjourned.